We have been studying the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
我哋一直以嚟咧系学习紧以弗所书嘅第四章第四至六节。
But today we will concentrate on verse 5 and verse 13.
但今日咧，我哋会集中睇下第五节同埋第十三节。
For those of us who have been studying this together, we read seven ones in verses 4 to 6.
在第四節至到第六節，我們看到有七個一。
One body, one spirit, one hope of your calling.
一個身體，一個靈，一個蒙召的指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all.
一主，一信，一神，一神，就是眾人的父，超乎眾人之上。觀乎眾人之中，也住在眾人之內。
We can sense that these statements are very important.
我哋感受得到呢段聖經係非常重要。
It tells us what Christianity is all about.
佢話俾我哋聽，基督教係關乎乜嘢嘅呢
？Can you now tell me what these seven ones mean？
你而家可唔可以話到俾我聽，呢七個一係咩意思？
Who can tell me what one body means?
誰可以告訴我們一個身體是什麼意思?
The church?
一個身體意思是教會。
Or a new mankind created by God?
是神所創造的新人類。
And what does one spirit mean?
那一靈又是什麼意思呢?
One spirit refers to the one true God, because God is spirit.
一靈的意思是講緊獨一的真神。因为神是一个灵。
So together, one body and one spirit refers to a new mankind among which God lives.
所以一个身体一个灵的意思呢就是讲紧神的新创造的人类神是住在当中。
What about one hope of your calling?
那蒙召的同一个指望又是什么呢
?True Christianity is about a hope, one common hope.
真的基督教呢是关乎一个指望同一个指望。
What about one Lord? Who is the one Lord?
那一主又是什么意思一主是哪一个、
This one is easy,、because Jesus is always called Lord Jesus in the Bible. One Lord means Jesus.
那这个就容易了因为主耶稣在圣经里面经常被称为主耶稣嘛。一主就是讲耶稣。
What about one faith?
一信又是什么呢
Can anyone answer this?
有没有人知道答案
Yes, Maggie?
一个信仰。
One common belief.
同一个信仰。
Yes. So what is this one belief? What is this one faith?
那这个一个信仰是什么东西呢
We will also find out very soon.
那一阵间或者迟点我们都会探讨到这个问题。
And then one baptism.This seems to be easy.
跟住仲有一浸。
The final one is one God and Father of all.
第六節咧，最後一個一咧就係一神，就係眾人的父。
Finally, we see the only true God because it says one God.
最後咧，我哋睇到獨一嘅真神出現啦，因為佢度明明寫到係一神啊嘛。
And that is the Father of all.
佢咧就係眾人的父。
Now, today I like to concentrate on verse 5.
今日咧，我想集中睇下第五节。
One Lord clearly means Jesus, but what is the one faith? Which faith?
一主好明显咧系指主耶稣。咁一信又系乜嘢呢？乜嘢嘅信仰呢
？There are at least two different kinds of faiths.
嗱，最少咧系有两种嘅信仰。
Faith that believes that Jesus is God.
一种信仰咧就系话相信耶稣系神。
Another faith that believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
另一种信仰呢就是相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And these are two different things.
那这两样东西是两回事。
If you look further down to verse 13,
如果你继续看下去十三节呢
There we are told Christians have not arrived at a unity of what faith it should be.
那一节呢就告诉我们基督徒啊并未达得到一致的信仰。
Christians have not arrived at the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God.
基督徒还未达到一致对耶稣的认识。
Here Jesus is called the Son of God.
这 度咧，耶稣就称为神的儿子。
Because Christians have not arrived at the oneness of understanding of Jesus. For this reason, Christians have also not arrived at the unity of the faith.
因为咧，基督徒还未达到对耶稣有一致嘅认识，因此基督徒还未达到一致嘅信仰。
So when he says one faith, which faith?
所以当呢度讲到一信，乜嘢信呢
？Is it the faith that believes that Jesus is God？
系咪呢个信仰咧系相信耶稣系神呢
？Or is it a faith that believes that Jesus is the Son of God？
还是呢个信仰系相信耶稣是神的儿子
？Some Christians are taught that Jesus is God。
有啲基督徒啊话俾别人听耶稣是神。
Not because Jesus is one and the same as God the Father in heaven, but that Jesus is co-equal with God.
并不是说耶稣和神是同一个人，而是说到耶稣和神是同等的。
They believe the Heavenly Father is God, and Jesus is also God. To them, the title, the Son of God, simply means God.
他们相信天上的父神是神，而耶稣也是神。对他们来讲，神的儿子的称号呢，就是神咯。
The reason Jesus is called the Son of God is because he is God.
那耶稣被称为神的儿子，原因就很简单，就是因为他是神咯。
Other Christians don't believe this.
那有些基督徒呢，不相信这一套。
Other Christians believe Jesus is not God, but only the Son of God.
有些基督徒呢，不相信耶稣是神。而相信耶稣是神的儿子。
These two understandings are very different.
这两种的理解是很不同的。
Which of these two is a correct Christian faith?
那到底这两种理解之中，哪一种是正确的基督教呢？
When verse 5 says, one Lord, one faith, I ask, which faith?
当第五节说一主一信，那我就会问什么信仰啊？
There should only be one correct Christian faith.
咁理论上应该只有一个一致嘅信仰先啱。
But then Christians have not arrived at a unity of that faith.
但系基督徒咧还未达到一个一致嘅信仰。
If Jesus is God, then clearly Christianity is all about Jesus as God.
假如耶稣系神，咁好明显啦，基督教咧就系关于耶稣是神啦。
But if Jesus is not God, but only the Son of God, then Christianity is about God and the Son of God.
但是假如耶稣不是神，只不过是神的儿子呢？那基督教就是关于神和神的儿子了。
We must come to a correct understanding of Jesus.
我们必须要对耶稣有正确的认识。
We must come to the one faith, the one correct Christian faith.
我们必须要达到这个一信，一个正确的基督教的信仰。
Now, today's question is this. Is Jesus God because Jesus is called the Son of God?
今天我们要探讨的问题就是这样。耶稣是不是因为他是被称为神的儿子，因此他就是神呢？
What is meant by Jesus is the Son of God?
神的儿子到底是什么意思呢？
When you hear this title, the Son of God,What ideas come to your mind?
当你听到神的儿子这个称号的时候，你想起什么呢？
The Messiah.
意思就是弥赛亚。
We'll find out soon that this is one of the two correct meanings.
一会儿我就会看到这个是其中一个正确的答案。
But the word Messiah is a foreign word.
但是弥赛亚这个词语是一个外国人的词汇。
It's not Chinese.It doesn't mean much to us.
对你来讲，对我来讲呢，都是不是很大意义的。
The word Messiah means God's chosen king for the Jewish people.
其实呢，弥赛亚的意思呢，就是神对犹太人所拣选的王。
When the Bible keeps calling Jesus the Son of God, there must be a reason.
当圣经呢，时常讲到耶稣是神的儿子，那一定是有个原因。
We are talking about very basic things of Christianity. We ought to know.
我们其实是探讨着基督教最基本的问题，我们应该去知道。
Anyone cares to guess? Yes, Maggie?
认为是没有人见过我们的天父，但是天父所做派他的儿子来显现在世人。
So no one has ever seen the Heavenly Father. For this reason, God sends Jesus so that we can know God through Jesus. Yeah?
冇人咧系肉眼见过天父，所以咧神就差派佢嘅儿子嚟到我哋中间咧，就俾我哋见到。
So that is true.
咁啊，都系真嘅。
There must be a reason why Jesus can represent God.
咁点解耶稣能够代表到神咧？应该系有一个原因嘅。
One of the reasons is that Jesus is very much like God. By looking at Jesus, people can know God.
其中一个原因咧，就系耶稣系非常似神。咁人睇到耶稣嘅时候，就会认识到神啦。
We begin to see the title Son of God means Jesus has a special relationship with God.
咁我哋开始睇到咧，耶稣被称为神嘅儿子，系因为佢同神有一个好特殊嘅关系。
Let us backtrack a little bit. When the Bible says Jesus is the Son of God, does it mean Jesus is God?
让我哋咧翻翻转头讲翻少少。当圣经讲到耶稣是神的儿子嘅时候，意思系咪话耶稣就是神呢
？What does it mean that Jesus stands in a special relationship with God？
还是咧系讲紧耶稣同神有一个好特殊嘅关系
？And what special relationship will that be？
咁呢个好特殊嘅关系系乜嘢呢
？The answer to these two questions have very important meaning for us all。
呢两个问题嘅答案咧，对我哋嚟讲系非常有意义嘅。
If you look at verse 5 and 6 again，
如果我哋睇翻五同六两节咧
，One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all，
一主一信一浸一神就是众人的父。
We already see the one Lord is Jesus。
我哋已经睇到啦，一主咧系指耶稣。
And there is one God, and who is the one God？
咁仲有一神喎，呢个一神系边个呢
？The Bible says is the Father of all。
圣经就话佢就系众人之父。
So Heavenly Father is the one God. Jesus is the one Lord。
所以我哋天上嘅父咧就系嗰个独一嘅真神啦，而耶稣咧就系一主啦。
Secondly, it says the Father of all is above all。
第二呢度咧讲到众人嘅父咧系超乎众人之上。
The one God, the Father, is above everything and everyone else. And this includes Jesus, our Lord.
这个一神呢，我们的父呢，是在众人之上，包括了耶稣本身。
So the one God, Father, is above Lord Jesus. Jesus is not equal with God.
所以一神我们的父呢，是在耶稣之上的。耶稣不是同神同等的。
Can you make a conclusion for yourselves? Based on these two important texts, whether Jesus is another God alongside God?
你能不能够基于这一段圣经来到下一个结论呢？哦，你能不能够决定得到耶稣本身是不是神，同另外一个天父的神呢，是一起的呢？
This will be one very basic and important question for you to settle.
咁呢一个是一个很基本同埋好重要的问题，你要去回答的。
Today we'll turn to a second approach to answer the same question. In the following few minutes, we will study together what the title Son of God actually means.
今天我们想要回答这个问题的时候，我们用另一个角度去。在以下的时间，我们要探讨一下究竟神的儿子这个称号是什么意思呢？
First of all, in the Bible, there is a similar title, Sons of God, in plural.
首先在圣经里面有另外一个词汇同神的儿子好相似嘅，就系神的众子。
In plural, the sons of God appears 5 times in the Hebrew Bible.
神的众子系一个复数，佢喺旧约圣经出现咗五次。
In the book of Genesis, the sons of God means humans. I'm referring to Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
喺创世纪第六章咧，讲到神的众子，佢系讲紧。人類，我係講緊創世記嘅第六章一至二節。
And then in the book of Job, chapter 1 and 6，
而喺約伯記嘅第一章第六節呢
？And also chapter 2 verse 1，
還有二章一節。
Sons of God means angels of God。
神嘅眾子咧，意思就係講緊天使。
In both places, sons of God have special relationship with God。
喺兩處嘅地方，呢啲神嘅眾子啊，同神咧係有一個特殊嘅關係。
Whether they are humans or they are angels, Humans and angels are called sons of God because they have a special relationship with God.
不论他们是人类还是天使，称为神的种子，是因为他们与神有特殊的关系。
But as a title given to Jesus, the Son of God in singular appears only in the New Testament, 43 times in the New Testament.
但是作为一个赐了给耶稣的称号呢，神的儿子是一个单数，他在新约里面出现了43次。
It is very important to understand what the Son of God means.
他明白神的儿子是什么意思呢，是非常重要的。
In the early Christian church,Paul the Apostle uses this title in his letters.
在早期的教会，使徒保罗在他的书信里面用了这个称号。
Later on, after Paul, writers of the four Gospels also uses the Son of God on Jesus.
保罗之后呢，四福音的作者呢，同样用了这个称号，神的儿子，来到称呼耶稣。
However, the way Paul uses the title is different from the four writers of the Gospels.
不过保罗用这个称号的时候，跟四福音书的作者用这个称号是不同的。
Some of you have answered correctly a moment ago.
刚才你们其中有些人是答案答得对了。
In the four Gospels, Son of God always means God's chosen king for the Jewish people, or in the Hebrew, Messiah.
在四福音里面，神的儿子经常他的意思就是神所拣选的犹太人的王，希伯来语就叫做尼赛亚。
When the Bible says Jesus is the Son of God, it means Jesus is God's chosen king for the Jews.
当四福音讲到耶稣是神的儿子的时候，他的意思就是耶稣是神所拣选的犹太人的王。
One follower of Jesus, his name is called Nathanael, says to Jesus,You are the Son of God, the King of Israel.
其中一个耶稣的跟从者，他的名叫做拿但业，这样跟耶稣说，你就是神的儿子，以色列的王。
I'm just quoted from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 49.
刚才讲的是约翰福音一章49节。
In another place, Jesus is standing trial in front of the high priests.
又在另外一处经文，当时耶稣是站在大祭司长面前受审。
And the high priest asked Jesus to answer a question.
大祭司就叫问耶稣一个问题。
He said to Jesus, I put you under oath to the living God. Tell us whether you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
大祭司跟耶稣说，我指着永生的神要你起誓，你要告诉我你是不是基督神的儿子。
Notice, the high priest is very clear about the living God, and then he turns to Jesus to say, Answer me, whether you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
大家注意，这个大祭司他是非常认识真神的，但是这个大祭司会转向耶稣问他，你告诉我你是不是神的儿子。
It is very clear to the high priest.
因为对大祭司来说，他是很清楚。
The living God, the one God, is not the same as the Son of God.
真神呢同这个神的儿子是两回事来的。
So this is the meaning of the title in the four Gospels.
这个就是四福音里面神的儿子的这个称号的意思。
And there are other examples of this.
还有其他的例子的。
But when Paul uses the Son of God, he has some special meaning in his mind. For Paul, the title means something more than God's chosen king.
但是当使徒保罗去用神的儿子这个称号的时候，他的心里面是想着一个特殊的意义。对于保罗来说，这个称号的意思是远超过神的所拣选的王。
If we want to avoid confusion, you must distinguish between these two different usages.
假如我们想不要混乱自己的话，我们必须要分辨清楚神的儿子这两种的用法。
Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 is written by Paul.In order to know what the Son of God means in Ephesians, we must turn to Paul's letters.
以弗所书的第四章第十三节是保罗所写的。假如我们想了解以弗所书第四章十三节是什么意思呢，我们必须要去找回同一个作者，就是使徒保罗的书信所写的东
西。Especially the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 4.
尤其是罗马书的第一章第四节。
Let us turn quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 1 to 4.
我们看一下罗马书第一章一至四节。
In verse 1, we are told that Christianity is about the good news of God.
在第一节我们就看得到基督教是关于神的福音。
Notice the gospel of God. It is a good news that comes from God.
大家留意神的福音，这个是从神而来的福音。
But then in verse 3, this good news from God is concerning God's Son, Jesus.
但是来到第三节，福音呢是关于耶稣神的儿子这个人物。
Also in verse 3, that this Jesus is a descendant of someone called David. David is a king. He's called King David.
同样在第三节，我们看到耶稣这个人是大卫的后裔。大卫是一个以色列王来的，所以叫做大卫王。
One of the best schools in Liverpool is actually called King David.
其中利物浦的一间名校就叫做大卫王学校。
Jesus is a descendant of King David.In other words, Jesus is a human being. He's a Jew, a descendant of King David.
耶稣是大卫王的后裔。换句话讲，耶稣是一个有血有肉的人，是一个犹太人，是大卫王的后裔。
But now notice verse 4 very carefully.
但现在我们留意一下第四节。
Jesus was declared to be Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness,By resurrection from the dead, Jesus, Messiah, our Lord.
第四节，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
This is an important definition of the title Son of God.
这一节提供给我们关于神的儿子这个称号一个很重要的解释。
Something important happened after Jesus died.
就在耶稣死后，有一些很重要的事情发生了。
After Jesus died, God raised him from the dead. And after God raised him, God declared Jesus to be the Son of God.
耶稣死后，神将他从死里复活。复活之后，神就称耶稣为神的儿子了。
Let us observe three things very quickly.
我们在这节经文里面观察到三点。
Jesus is not by himself Son of God. It was God who determined and appointed him to be the Son of God.
就是耶稣呢，他自己本身没有神的儿子这个地位的，是神立他为神的儿子。
That's the first observation.
这个是第一个观察。
Secondly,
第二。
Among all people, the reason why God determined Jesus to be the Son of God is because Jesus has attained God's standard of holiness.
在这么多的人之中，神偏偏是拣选了耶稣，立他为神的儿子，而是因为耶稣已经达到神的圣洁的标准。
In verse 4, we read the word according to the spirit of holiness. In Greek, according to means a standard.
在第四节我们看到按圣善的灵，在圣经的希列文原文的意思是一个标准。
God's standard of holiness
就是神的圣洁的标准。
Finally, a third observation
最后第三个观察。
Jesus' appointment to be the Son of God involves tremendous power. God didn't declare Jesus to be Son of God just by the word of mouth.
神叫耶稣复活呢是牵涉到很大的能力。神不是单单说称耶稣为神的儿子就是口讲了。
God didn't just say to Jesus, Okay, now I decide that you should be called the Son of God.
神就不是很简单地跟耶稣说，现在我决定了，你就是神的儿子。
The appointment is by power, tremendous power. It involves that God raising Jesus from the dead.
是靠大能的。是牵涉到神要用大能去叫耶稣从死里复活。
In other words, for the Apostle Paul, unlike the writers of the four Gospels, when Paul sings of the title the Son of God, he sings of resurrection power.
换言之，对保罗来讲，就同四福音嘅作者唔同。当保罗谂到神的儿子呢个称号嘅时候咧，佢系谂紧复活嘅大能。
Now today, our goal is to understand what the title the Son of God means. We want to know whether Jesus is the Son of God proves Jesus is God.
今天我们的目的就是想要了解神的儿子这个称号的意思。我们想要知道究竟神的儿子是不是即是神呢？
Now we can begin to draw some conclusions.
現在我們應該可以漸漸做一個正確的結論嗎？
The first conclusion, we already stated it. After God raised Jesus from the dead, he then declared Jesus to be the Son of God, not before.
剛才我們已經講了第一個的正確結論。復活之後呢，神才將神的兒子這個名號賜給耶穌，不是復活之前。
That is to say, only after God helped Jesus to attain a perfect holy life, and after Jesus died, then God raised him from the dead and declared him to be the Son of God.
換句話說，當神幫了耶穌去達到一個聖潔的生命之後呢，等到耶穌死了之後，神就叫耶穌從死裡復活，並且宣布立他為神的兒子。
So you see, the title the Son of God doesn't just mean God's chosen king for the Jews. It means this Jesus died and God raised him and he is now living.
所以你應該明白了，神的兒子的稱號意思不是只是神所揀選的王那麼簡單。意思就是耶穌死了，而神叫他復活，現在耶穌是活著的。
A second conclusion we can draw now.God declared Jesus to be the Son of God because Jesus had become like God, being immortal.
第二個我們可以下的結論呢，就是神宣布耶穌為神的兒子的另外一個意思，就是現在耶穌好像神一樣是不死。
Before, Jesus was not immortal, but now he became like God, being immortal. He's living today.
之前呢，耶穌不是不死的，但現在呢，他已經變成好像神一樣不死，他今天仍然活著。
Jesus is not a ghost.
耶穌不是一個鬼魂。
And Jesus does not exist merely in our memory.
亦都不是一種耶穌的精神長存，亦都不是這樣的意思。
He is alive as a real human being. He's a new human being. A human being that is like God.Immortal.
耶稣的确是活着，是一个全新的人活着。这个全新的人好像神一样不死。
For these reasons, Jesus has been called the Son of God.
所以呢，耶稣才被称为神的儿子，就是这样的意思。
So far, we see no evidence that says that the title Son of God means Jesus is God.
到目前為止，我哋揾唔到證據，神嘅兒子呢個稱號就等於話係耶穌是神。
Rather, the title Son of God means Jesus is very much like God, like Father, like Son.
相反，神嘅兒子嘅稱號咧，意思即係話耶穌係非常似神，好似父子好相似一樣。
The one God is immortal. This Jesus has become also immortal.
獨一嘅真神係不死，呢一位耶穌亦都變成不死。
Let us turn to chapter 8 of Romans.
我们回去罗马书的第八章。
And verses 16 to 17.
16至17节。
It is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with Jesus,so that we may also be glorified with him.
第十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Please notice it talks about the Spirit, the one Spirit of the one God.
大家留意这里讲到灵，就是一神的灵。
And then it talks about children of God, sons and daughters of God.
然后呢，他就讲到神的儿女，神的儿子儿女。
Here is a jump of thought. It's not just talking about the Son of God, Jesus. It's talking about other sons and daughters of God.
这里有一个思想上的跳跃，这里呢再不是只是讲哪一位神的儿子耶稣，这里讲到呢还有其他的神的儿女。
So true Christianity is about one God, the Son of God, and other sons and daughters of God.
所以基督教呢是关于神本身，还有哪一位神的儿子，还有其他的神的众儿女。
And he's saying, if Christians are sons and daughters of God. They are heirs of God.
呢度讲到咧，假如基督徒系神嘅儿女嘅话咧，佢哋亦都系神嘅后嗣。
Children of God will receive a rich inheritance from God, provided they suffer with Jesus, the Son of God.
神嘅儿女咧会从神嗰度得到产业噶。假如啊，有一个条件就系呢啲人同耶稣一同受苦。
At the end, the children of God will be glorified with Jesus.
而到最后咧，神嘅儿女就会同耶稣一齐得到荣耀。
But to be glorified sounds mysterious to us. What does this mean?
但系同得荣耀听起上嚟好神秘，系咩意思呢
？And what is this rich inheritance for the children of God?
咁而神嘅后嗣所得嘅产业又系咩嚟嘅咧？
Well, let us read on to verse 18 and 19.
我哋继续睇下第十八、第十九节。
I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God.
第十八节，我想现在嘅苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
So there will be a future day when children of God will receive glory.
所以将来会有一日，神嘅儿子会得荣耀。
What is this glory? What is this inheritance?
呢个荣耀系咩嚟呢？呢个产业系咩嚟呢
？Well, let's read 23.
我哋睇下二十三节。
And not only the creation, but we, children of God ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
二十三节，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着得儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Please notice the term adoption as sons.
请留意呢个字眼，得着儿子嘅名分。
It's talking about a future day when children of God will be adopted by God.
呢度讲到咧，将来有一日，到嗰日咧，神嘅儿女被神收纳为儿子。
So Christians are sons and daughters of God now, but not in a full sense.
所以基督徒现在已经系神嘅儿女。但是呢未到一个全面彻底的地步。
Only on that future day, children of God will be adopted by God to be sons and daughters of God.
神的儿女呢到那日他就会被神收纳得到儿子的名分。
You say, what goes on before seems to contradict what follows.
之前所讲的好像和之后所讲的有自相矛盾。
How can it be Christians are children of God on one hand?And then, on the other hand, children of God have to wait for adoption to be sons and daughters of God.
一方面，基督徒就是神的儿女；另一方面，我们要等，等到那天，我们才又成为神的儿女。
Well, the Bible does not contradict itself.
圣经是不是自相矛盾的。
Becoming children of God is a long process.
因为成为神的儿女是一个漫长的过程。
Here today,is talking about a future fulfillment.
今天我们所讲的是讲一个将来的成就。
When will children of God be adopted and become sons and daughters of God?
几时基督徒才真正被神收纳为神的儿女呢？
When the human bodies will be redeemed.
到那时这个身体也都会得赎。
The redemption of the body means that we will receive a new imperishable body like that of Jesus.
身体得赎的意思呢，就是到时候我们的身体都会好像耶稣一样，得到一个不朽坏的身体。
We can draw a third conclusion from this important point.
从这个重点里面，我们下了第三个结论。
The title, the Son of God, when applied to Jesus, has a third layer of meaning.
就是当耶稣被称为神的儿子的时候是有第三重的意思。
It means God has made Jesus to be the first person of his new humanity.
就是神已经立了耶稣作为神的新人类里面的第一个人。
Jesus is the Son of God. He is the first person to attain moral perfection.
耶稣就是那位神的儿子。他就是第一个人类是达到了完全的境界。
And because of that, God raised him from the dead and gave him a new body. Only with that new body, Jesus entered into immortality.
所以呢，神就叫他从死里复活，赐给他一个新的身体。有了这个新的身体之后，耶稣才可以进入不死的状态。
Now, there will be other sons and daughters who will follow Jesus.
那还有其他神的儿女呢，会跟着耶稣的脚踪。
God's project is much bigger than just raising Jesus from the dead.
神的大工程，祂的计划呢，是比起叫耶稣复活呢，是更加大的。
God's project is to create a brand new humanity.
神的计划呢，是想创造一个新人类。
Jesus is the first person.
而耶稣就是这个新人类的第一位。
And God has called Jesus Lord, head of the body, leader, an example of the new mankind.
神已经称耶稣为主，就是这个身体的头，这个新人类之中的元首的首领。
Now, my time is gone. I hope you have learned something important today.
我时间到了，我希望今天你学到一些很重要的东西。
We have concentrated on this text, One Lord, One Faith.
今天我们集中看到一主一信。
What is the one correct Christian faith?
那正确的基督教是什么呢？
Does the title Son of God prove that Jesus is God?
那神的儿子的称号是不是等于说耶稣是神呢？
Can you draw a conclusion for yourselves?
你现在可以下一个结论没呢？
The Son of God is a title God gave Jesus after he raised him from the dead. Jesus is the Son of God means God appointed him to be Lord, the first person of God's new mankind.
亦都是当神叫到耶稣从死里复活之后，神才将这个名衔赐给耶稣的。耶稣是神的儿子，意思就是说神已经立耶稣为主。神的新人类之中的第一个成员。
The title the Son of God does not prove Jesus is therefore God.
神的儿子这个称号不能够作为一个证据，就是说耶稣是神。
What about one faith? What is the one correct Christian faith?
那一信是什么意思？一个正确的基督教信仰是什么呢？
It is a correct understanding of who Jesus really is and what Jesus is not.
就是对耶稣有一个正确的理解，同埋耶稣唔系边一个。
The one faith also means a total commitment to follow Jesus' way。
呢个一个信仰呢，亦都系讲到要下决心、全心全意去跟从耶稣嘅道路。
Jesus is totally devoted to God's will。
耶稣系完全顺服神嘅旨意。
Jesus is totally committed to God's plan of creating a new mankind。
耶稣是绝对下了决心去跟从神这个创造新人类的大计划。
The one faith means that Christians are also totally committed to follow Jesus.
一个信仰的意思呢，就是说基督徒同样都有决心跟从耶稣的道路。
To be totally devoted to God's will, like Jesus.
就是好像耶稣一样全心的去顺服神的旨意。
To be totally committed to God's plan of the new mankind.
去决心完全地去跟从神的大计划，去创造新人。
I sincerely hope that you learn something important.
我很衷心希望大家今天学到一些很重要的东
西。We will continue our study in 2 weeks' time.
下两个星期我们会继续。